Hello, everybody, and welcome to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
We are back on Zoom, everybody. Give it up for us. Oh, it's been a little bit. It's been like almost 2 months since we've done a Zoom episode.
Bro, what?
I know.
You tripping, girl.
I do not be tripping. I am currently sitting. Yeah, look at me. If you're watching the video podcast on YouTube right now, you saw that I nearly ate it in my chair.
Put a little something special for the people watching the video right now. Boom.
What is it? Editing, Alec will find. Will be the decider.
Damn right.
Oh my
Damn.
God.
All right. So welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. If you are new to the podcast, on this podcast, the three of us talk about a movie or a TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we go off of that. We do a little discussion, and then we use that as a prompt, the discussion, to make our own movie screenplay right here on the spot. We come up with all the characters. We act out all the characters. We come up with all the action, all the dialogue, and all the settings, and we make our own movie screenplay right here on the spot, and it's a good time. In order to get us started, Jake has seen a movie.
Jake Week.
It's Jake. A Jake Week.
Jake Week.
Seen a movie.
Not only and did I see
Jake
a movie.
Week. Jake Week. Jake Week.
Hashtag Jake Week. Tweet me. Instagram me. Anything. Not only did I see a movie, it happens to be my favorite movie of all
Ooh.
Time. And this movie is.
Was there a reason?
What?
Was there a reason why you watched this movie all of a sudden? Like, were you rewatched
it? I was just kind of in the mood, you know, like, I was just like, it's a comfort movie, so I wanted to be comforted. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, I'll just watch this in my time of needing comfort. So,
Jake, what is it?
It's Treasure Planet.
What?
So here's what Treasure Planet is about. I never read the book Treasure Island. So
neither have I.
I assume it's similar, but here's what happens.
I saw
so there's this guy.
Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Wishbone did an episode of Treasure Island once, and I watched that. I know that.
Bro, I'm a Wishbone nice. You.
Oh my God, right. Jake. I wish you were here to bone me.
Okay, go.
Oh, I will. Okay, Treasure Planet. So here's what's shaking down, boys. Mm-hmm. It's sci-fi world. Our boy Jim Hawkins. He lives in kind of a bed and breakfast with his mom and his dog stepdad, and they're just chilling there. Until one day, a man crashes down into their bed and breakfast, and he's like, and they're like, what the hell's happening? And so Jimbo, he walks over to him, and the guy, he gives him a map, and he goes, Billy Bones sent me, beware Billy Bones. And he's like, what the fuck is Billy Bones? And so he takes the map, he's like, hee, hee, hee. And so the map's like a little circle. So he's fucking around with the little map. You know, he's fingering it and all that shit. And all of a sudden the map just like, boom, it opens up. And the map leads.
Explodes and he dies.
Boom. End of movie. No. The map opens up and it's like this like celestial thing.
Yeah.
And it's
celestial
a
map.
It's a celestial map to Billy Bones, the space pirate, his grand collection of treasure. A grand collection of treasure. There's treasure, but it's in a planet. It's Treasure Planet. And so Jim and his dog stepdad, I don't remember the dog stepdad's name. They get
the
a crew.
The dog's name stepdad?
No, it's a stepdad who like looks like a dog.
Yeah, the mom is fucking a dog.
Oh.
Well, is she actually fucking him? Because doesn't he get with the cat lady at the end?
You're right. Maybe it's not his stepdad.
No, I think that's just like a frequenter of the inn.
Yeah, he's just some guy that just hangs around there. Wow, you really got my ass on my favorite movie. No, you're right. All right, so
I haven't seen that
Jim,
movie in so long.
I was imagining just a regular dog was his stepdad.
No. It's just like it's just like a
rough, rough rover, but also leave me
this.
Alone. You're not my real dad.
Look, I got a PlayStation game of Treasure Planet right here.
Oh, look at the big baller.
Yeah,
big baller
that.
With the big balls. All right.
Big man
so
on campus. Anyway.
They get a crew, right? And the crew is like, what a fun cast of characters. You know, there's like aliens with like lots of eyes. There's an alien that only farts. And there's a cyborg man. And this cyborg, he acts as a father figure to Jim. Because when Jimbo was a little kid, his dad ran away. And so Jim really... you know, connects with this cyborg. things transpire. The cyborg leads what the hell is it called? Like a coup.
A new arm.
He leads a mutiny against the cat captain, and they take over the ship. And now the cyborg's a bad guy. They make it to Treasure Planet. Jim, he meets a robot who lost his brain.
His name is Ben?
Yeah. Ben the robot who lost his brain, but Ben is the key to figuring out the Treasure Planet. And so they make it to the planet, and the planet's desolate. There's nothing there. And so his fake cyborg dad is like, man, you know, what the fuck happened? We're here. We took over this ship. Where the fuck is the treasure? And so then he takes the little circle thing and he shoves it into the ground. And then he realizes that the planet is like a gateway. And so the robot, he's like, there are doors and they're opening and closing and opening and closing and opening and closing. And so the door, and so like the gateway opens and they make it to this treasure planet. And so they hop onto the planet and the planet's just covered in gold. And so, you know, these greedy little bastards, they're shoveling things into their pockets. And then the planet itself, it's self-destructing. Boom, treasure planet explodes. They make it out through the portal. The movie ends. Everybody's dancing in the back of the bed and breakfast. But now it's expanded because Jim stole some of the treasure. And so as he's looking up to the stars, he sees the little cyborg's eye in one of the stars and he winks. And it's like, oh, the cyborg.
Yeah, the cyborg like sacrificed himself, right?
Yeah, he did. No, he didn't sacrifice himself. He was just like, he was going to sacrifice himself, but he made it out alive. And they kind of like parted ways, but I think I'm still looking out for you, kid. And so
here's coming to you, kid. What's that?
Here's looking at you. That's disgusting.
Here's looking at you, kid. Yeah. Thank you.
So that was a very, very quick description of Treasure Planet. Do you have any questions?
You completely forgot the flub boy.
Oh yeah, there's like a little flub boy.
Yeah, the pink flubber.
Yeah, his name is Morph. He morphs Morph. Different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, come here, Morph. And Morph is like, woo, 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 woo.
One of my distinct memories of Treasure Planet, I think, so McDonald's had Happy Meals toys of them. And
Yes, they did.
And like each toy, they would have like a different action figure of the characters from the movie. But they would also give you a piece of like the map thing, like the little circle thing. And for the life of me, my family went to McDonald's so many times. And all I needed was the goddamn gym toy. And I never got the gym toy in order to finish my map.
He came with his paraglider thing, didn't he?
Yes.
Gym toy.
Yeah, his fucking cool ass paraglider. Yeah. Okay. If you're looking at the if you're looking at the video, you can see that I'm
Alec, holding up my gym toy.
You fuck. Let's morph our
collections. Cause I had the robot. The robot's played like Martin Short, isn't it?
Yeah. That's why I was trying to think. I was like, is it Billy Crystal? I'm like, Mike in Monsters Inc.
I haven't seen the movie in so long. And
me too.
Because I've heard it still holds up and it's really good.
Yeah,
I was more of a Muppets Treasure Island kid, and we had that VHS, and oh my god, I watched that the other day.
Are there parallels?
And it's still so funny.
It's got Tim Curry in it too.
Tim Curry plays the Long John Silver character.
Long John Silver. That's funny. A cyborg guy.
That's who he represents.
That movie is like it's so like I was crying laughing at jokes. And it's because like you're like, oh, this is for kids, and then they make like really fun like jokes that no kid would get.
Yeah, like only for the adults.
Yeah, it's for the adults.
Yeah, I feel like near the end of this, we should remind me. I have like a bin of old toys in my closet. I feel like I have like a Treasure Island Treasure Planet. Toys in there from McDonald's.
Oh, good, good, good.
Let me see if I can dig in. I feel like I got like a Morph thing in there.
All right, boys.
All right, let's do this, boys.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, we'll talk about it at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Treasure Planet, space pirates and whatnot.
Space pirates, sci-fi, planet, treasure, gold.
It'll be good. All right. Let's get into it. Somebody else take it.
Interior, spaceship. It doesn't matter what time it is. Space looks the same always. we have two. The captain is in his quarters with the first mate, Jane, and they are looking out the portcullis, but the, like a space version.
The spaceship version.
The spaceship version of like a little window.
It could be a little window.
No, that's what portcullis means.
Well, it's a space little window. All
yeah,
right.
Sure.
Anyway. Captain! Captain, it looks beautiful outside today.
It does indeed, Jane. What's our status? How much farther until we get to civilization?
Well, Captain, we're 30 clicks due north and 30 clicks due south. And
how much is a click again?
A click is 30 clocks, you know?
Ah, yes. Oh, I should have known.
The unit of measurement here in space, clicks and clocks.
Well, never mind.
Okay, yeah. I feel like we're just...
We're banging a dead horse over here.
Captain.
So, yes, Jane, lay it on me.
Oh, are you sure you're ready for this?
I'm the captain. I should be ready for anything.
I know that we found a big haul of gold, and we've been hauling it. But I think we need to be cautious because, you know, there's space pirates everywhere.
Just then, there's an explosion and the ship is rocked. Outside.
Jane, are you okay?
Oh, I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, yes.
Outside, there's a large ship that has attached itself to the captain's ship.
The captain looks out the spaceport cullis. Portcullis. Jane,
yeah?
We're not alone out there.
Oh my god, I see them. They're like one click away.
Wait. Oh god, how much that is a clock?
Yes.
We cut to these spangled space pirates have started to like drill their way into the hull of the ship, but with like marks, you know what I mean? Like it's not a drill, it's like a... It doesn't matter.
Like
it's
a fire thing?
It's like a fire thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm imagining like a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Like okay. How spies use. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They cut a door in the hull.
There you go.
What I'm trying to say. Cut a whore in the wall. So they cut a hole in the wall.
All right, take it easy.
How many clicks and clocks is there in this hole?
There's too many clocks.
And on the inside is the pirate captain and his two cronies. All right, boys, get the gold. Get the gold, boys.
The gold.
The treasure.
Of course.
I'm going to find the captain of this ship, and we're going to teach him a lesson.
What are you going to teach him? Science?
Well yes.
What did he do, sir?
Teach him physics today.
Ah, I get it. You're saying like I eject him into space and
yes,
of course, show
weightlessness and whatnot.
Yes, and then
also take off his helmet and he dies, right?
Yes,
that
is a scientific principle.
All right, cool.
I'm gonna
gold.
Go
get the gold. Go get the gold. All right, Captain.
The two captains, they find each other. They're staring face to face. The first mate, Jane, she's just looking at him.
What do you think you're doing here?
It's pretty obvious. I'm pirating. I'm pirateering.
Wait a minute. Garrison? Is that you?
Yes, it is. How do you know me?
Do you know each other?
Garrison, it's me, Antonio.
Captain Antonio.
Yeah, that's him.
So you went the pirate life after the academy, huh?
Oh, you went to the academy together?
Who's this woman?
I am Jane.
Hi, Jane. Shut up or I'll blast you with my ray gun.
Well, I also have a gun, so watch out.
The pirate Garrison shoots Jane's laser gun out of her hand.
Oh, my gun!
He was always the best sharpshooter in the academy.
Yeah, I was until my first mission to Malcon 7.
Where of course.
You know the planet, Malcon 7?
Yeah, how many clicks and clocks is that?
Right now, we're about 7 clocks away from it.
Of course, I knew that because I was the best navigator in all of the academy.
Yeah, well, my first mission, they stranded me on the planet.
Oh, God.
Is that what happened to you, Garrison?
Yeah,
I always wondered.
I was marooned.
Ooh.
Why?
Malcon 7.
Well,
Malcon 7.
Say it again so you remember it for later.
Yes, Malcon 7. I'll write it on my hand so I remember it.
All right. I took your notes. Malcon 7. Not as good as Malcon 8.
What happened there?
We were doing a routine scouting mission. We were looking for precious resource sinks. And, I saw a bird. I followed the bird for a while, and they
are rare in space.
Yeah, well, space birds.
Space birds.
Space birds.
Space birds on Malcon 7.
Well, not everything evolves into a bird, obviously. When evolution happens concurrently like that, it's very rare and interesting, and I had to follow the bird. I had to follow the bird.
You had to. I completely understand, Garrison.
Plus, I wanted the promotion to science officer, and, obviously, I didn't get it. They left me on Malachor 7. Malachor? Yeah. Malachal? Malachon? Malachor is from Star Wars.
I'll say it. I already forgot. I should have wrote it down on my head. Malachon 7.
Malachon.
Malachon or Malachon?
I like Malachon.
Okay. We henceforth, it's called Malachon.
Malachon 7.
Malachon 7.
Anyways,
where are the other crewmates? They're not.
Jake,
really
shut up! Pew! He fires the laser at her feet, and she does a little hop out of the way.
Jane, he's a wily one. Be careful.
Well, anyways,
you've really been gassing him up. I'll say it.
Right, honestly. Well, I'm a great shot.
Yeah. Well, you haven't hit me once.
Well, that's on purpose.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's deliberate. Deliberate.
Oh, okay. All right. Continue your story.
Anyway, long story short, I was chasing the bird and they left me because they thought I was lost.
So did they actually... And then you had no way to contact them.
Right. Yes. Thank you for filling in the gaps in my story. Yes, the only thing I had was this here laser pistol and the clothes on my back. And I lived on Malachon 7 for 8 souls.
Oh my God, that's so short.
No, it's actually quite long. It's the equivalent of like 16 Earth years.
Jane raises her hand.
Yes, Jane.
Well, then I have a question.
What?
So why are you a space pirate now?
Yeah, what flipped the switch?
How did you become space pirate, man?
Oh, here's what happened. That's a great story. You see my crew back there who's pillaging your gold right now? they're two... smugglers. They were been smuggling and they were hiding out on Malachon 7 for about 3 days, and I ran into them and they said
3 days.
Well, 3 Earth days.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
That's the equivalent of like 0.0003 souls.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm walking and I walk about three I walk about 3 clicks.
All right, so do you know what 1 plus laser 1 equals? Never mind.
Never mind. Never mind.
I think it was laser 3, actually.
What the fuck?
Anyway, so I walked about 3 clicks and I ran into them and they were having a fire and I said, "You're not supposed to burn stuff here." And they said, "What do you know about?" And I said, "I am an admiral," which I'm not an admiral, but I was wearing, the Space Navy uniform. So
of course,
I could pretend to be an and they're idiots, of course.
What was that, sir?
Nothing. Go back to the gold. Go back to the gold. I will shoot you, I swear.
Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me.
Always say that. Never with the shooting.
Anyway. So,
never just goes through with it.
Right.
No, never goes through with it.
Stop it. Stop it. Get the gold.
Okay. Okay.
Fine. What are you going to do? Shoot us? No,
yes,
you're not.
I am.
We're too precious. Just like the gold.
The precious.
Anyway. So... I'm walking about 3 clicks. I run into them. I say, "You can't have a fire here." They say, "Why not?" I say, "I'm an admiral. I'm lying." And then I say, "Why don't you let me aboard your ship and I will pilot us to fortune?" And they said, "Sure."
Well,
so here
that.
We are. We've been stopping freighters along the outskirts of this system that we're around.
Malachor system.
Wow, Malachor.
So there's Malachor.
Wait, Malachor.
You're Malachor, which is
It's like a metaphor. There's clicks and clocks. It's like the metaphor system.
Oh, the metaphor system. Okay. Oh, yes. Metaphor. Okay, that's funny.
Anywho.
Okay, well, you're on our ship. Well, we have to tell you, we don't have anything. So get off our ship.
That's clearly a lie. My two friends, my crew here has found gold already.
Oh, yep, that's all the gold too. So you can leave now.
That's all the gold.
Listen here, Garrison. I'm sorry for what happened to you on Malakon 7. It shouldn't have happened. But look, I'm here now, and I'm the principal of the academy now.
Okay.
Look, I went up the ranks, and now I'm a officer there in the Space Army Academy.
Because he didn't get stranded.
No, I didn't.
That hurts.
You were always my friend, and I always wondered what happened to you.
Well, you never talked about him once.
Look, Jane, that was a past life. I only known you for the past 2 years, space years.
Is a space year different from an Earth year?
How many souls are in a year?
All right, it was four souls.
Okay.
Which is two...
No, don't hit
me. Okay, whatever. So, I'm just... Look, Garrison, you don't have to be a space pirate.
Yeah.
You could come back to the academy. Right. And we will celebrate your return. You can bring your new friends, and you can leave this past life behind you.
Or I can tell you where the other gold is.
Jane, what the fuck?
There's other gold.
You kill the captain and you bring me with you.
Jane, what the fuck? Come on. Don't be like that.
Jane, the captain, he was my only friend at the academy.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was.
Then I won't tell you where the other gold is.
Tell me where the other gold is or I'll shoot you.
All right, look, I'll tell you as your new friend, where the gold is.
Make sure you get something out of it. Ask for gold.
What? Why should I'm getting something out of it by getting my old friend back.
Oh, that's stupid. Get gold.
Oh, shut up.
Antonio. Antonio, yes, I can't go back to the academy. They think I'm a failure, but I do have this map.
A map?
A map.
He holds up a little like hologram disc that displays a map.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So
what?
Well, I was going to say, so in exchange for all our gold, you'll give us a map. I'm sorry I almost turned on you there for a second.
Yeah, what the... Jane, you're on thin ice. You're on thin space ice.
I'm sorry, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, Jane's getting the best deal out of this. Because, you know, mm-hmm. Jane's got to watch out for Jane. But yes, okay. This map, where does it lead to?
Listen, it leads to, it seems, an unexplored system outside of the Federation lines.
That's prohibited.
He has been out of the Federation lines and... many eons.
I know.
How many souls are in an eon?
A trillion souls.
Oh my god, that's a lot of souls.
Yeah, so many souls. Listen. I know, now that I know you're not a hostile ship and we can kind of be friends again, why don't we link up and go find this treasure or whatever is at the end of this map? I guess it's, you know, it really hasn't been confirmed a treasure.
But if it's owned by a pirate such as yourself, then I would assume... But I'm down. Jane, are you down?
Sure. I mean, I'm not doing it. I don't have anything planned for later.
Yeah, you don't. You're really boring.
You know what? That's why I almost turned on you, because you're mean to me.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
We'll find out.
Wait, so we're giving you all our gold? Yes. And we're joining you?
Yes.
That kind of does sound like hostages, but you know what? I'm in. You're taking us as hostages.
Will you give
technically
us food?
Yes. So the gold that you have right now is ours, and the gold that we will find outside Federation lines will also be ours.
So then what's the point of giving us?
Yeah, like will you come back to the academy after this space voyage?
What will our presence add to this adventure?
Garrison.
I'm boring. I asked the boring questions.
I don't have an answer for you, Jane, and you ask me again and I will shoot you.
It sounds like you won't, honestly. From your
no, ask my crew. I shoot them all the time.
I have never been shot once. He's a liar.
He's never shot us once. He's actually kind of a nice guy.
Shut up, you two. I'll shoot you.
I see him as a father figure almost. Okay, we'll join you. I guess we have no other choice.
All right, perfect. Captain. Let's go to the navigation center and we'll plug in the map and we'll start going across.
We have a state-of-the-art navigation center right here on deck.
Our ship got blown up a little bit, though.
Oh.
Oh.
Right? Remember?
Garrison.
I remember.
That was your fault, you fuck.
You're right. You know what?
Well, I thought it was like a bump and then they cut a hole into the hull.
But there was an explosion.
There was an explosion. We did fire at your shields.
Yeah. All right, where did you... All right, that was our shields, not the navigation.
Oh, our shields.
System.
So I guess
right,
we're still
no, navigation
good.
Should be fine. I think all right, the shields are down, obviously, and we have to patch this hole, but...
Okay.
We'll go on, like, your ship. Should we go on... Should we bring our ship?
Well, your ship has the gold that I'm stealing, so we should go on your ship.
You guys
just
have been shoveling.
You know what?
Gold.
How about you just, like, tow our ship with you guys?
Oh, that would be nice. That way we can still live in our living quarters.
Yeah.
Do you guys have living quarters?
Yeah.
Do you not have living quarters?
No, all we have is a triple bunk bed.
we have three extra rooms. So if you guys want to...
Oh, so we can just cut our ship loose and take yours.
Okay.
Sure. If it's a piece of shit, then by all means.
It is. It's kind of crappy. I stole it from these two crew members.
Are you two cool with that?
Ooh, where do I shower?
Where do I shower next to him?
Where do I shower?
We have a shower. We have a shower. Don't worry.
It wasn't for me.
Wait, what?
It was for us.
You were asking, where do I shower?
It was for us.
Stop mumbling about showers. I'll shoot you.
No, you won't.
You won't do it. You won't fucking do it.
We cut to.
First cut in a long time.
Yeah.
Later that evening, Jane and the captain are in the navigation room with the navigation head, the helmsman.
Yeah. Oh, there's another guy.
New character, the helmsman.
Cool. I'm down.
Our pirates are in the shower. They're talking about being hostages and crossing Federation lines.
Helmsman?
Do you think it's safe, helmsman?
Well... It's not legal, that's for sure.
Well, Helmsman, I have a question for you.
Yes, my name is Ross. You can call me Ross.
Ross, the helmsman, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Where were you when they were boarding our ship?
Yeah.
I'll say you left us all alone, and we could have really used an extra person.
Well, uh-huh. You see that big button on the wall over there, the one that says panic?
Yeah.
I pressed it, and it locked me in here.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad you're safe.
And that was to stay safe, and I had no interest in helping you.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, at least we're good now, you know.
Well,
crossing lines may not be safe, for we do not know what kind of monsters are out there.
Space monsters?
Other beings. Yes, space monsters. Do I have to say space? Obviously, we're in space, you idiot.
You know what?
I should be the first mate.
Ross, not this again.
You're mad that I did better in school than you.
I am mad, okay? I would first mate circles around you, ellipses, because this is space.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this, buddy boy.
What?
You can't keep a grudge for the rest of your life.
Well,
I mean,
you
could. Oh, yeah.
Watch me do it.
But I've been nothing but nice to you, except when I was mean to you like 2 minutes ago. And I don't appreciate your tone. I am your superior, and you will learn to respect me.
Or what?
We eject him. Captain, eject him. Do it.
Don't. I'll
Jane,
press panic
Jane,
button.
Jane, we can't do that. We all need to be... We need to just stay together. We need to come back together in... full mode, I guess, for the Federation.
Okay.
So look, Ross, back to brass tacks.
Captain, the last recorded space flight outside of Federation lines has not returned.
Oh, no.
Yes,
that was the Epsilon.
Yes, the Epsilon.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, I know it. You didn't know it, did you, Jane?
I didn't know it.
Yeah, I should be first mate.
You know what? Just because you know names of ship doesn't mean anything.
What's the name of this ship?
The name of this ship is the Kraken Norm. The Kraken Norm.
Damn, I thought I would have got with that one.
The Kraken Norm.
Kraken Norm.
Anyway, Captain, I'm projecting an 18% survival rate.
Oh, I would project a 20, so.
You didn't do the math, bitch.
Whoa.
You know
and
what?
That's least... why you're not the first mate.
Yeah, you're using some bad language there, buddy. I think it's ejection time.
No,
I will press the panic button, I swear to God.
But you'll just lock us in here together.
Right, but you can't eject me from the navigation hub.
No, but I'll...
All right, how's everything going in here? The two pirate henchmen and their captain Garrison, they come walking in, newly refreshed after a nice space shower. And they see that this little argument's happening. Whoa, what did we just walk into?
I liked it when you soaked my back.
Would you knock it off?
Gentlemen, I apologize. Tensions are high here after we are being taken like captive in a way. So just bear with us, you know.
Get off our butts a little. You know, we're just here vibing.
We are just learning that the last ship that went out of the Federation lines has not come back.
The Echelon.
Yes.
I believe it's pronounced Epsilon.
Oh, is it?
That's what I learned at the academy.
Okay,
before I was a pirate.
Yes, Garrison. It was indeed the Epsilon. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
We were just boys in the academy when the Epsilon departed. Remember, we were there.
Oh, you were there.
We were there when the spaceship launched.
Into space.
Flashback time. Whoop, 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 whoop. We see. It's a celebration at the academy. It's a big party. Yeah, champagne bottles are being cracked against the ship.
Yeah.
And
the captain, he's a little stout man with a big beard that's white. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's already white.
He's making a speech. It's right before he's gonna launch.
He's addressing the crowd. And in the crowd we see the young versions of our two main characters.
Of Garrison and Antonio.
As we are here and I aboard the Epsilon, I want to express my excitement that we are going to unseen voyages and unseen places. This is going to be game-changing for the way that we operate here at the Academy and the Federation.
The crowd roars.
Woo! I am going to bring back so many good treasures and adventures. I know that I am going to be great and do great things.
Woo!
Yeah.
Before I go, I just want to say to my beautiful wife, Mary Sue Song, Mary Sue Song. I love you, Mary Sue Song. And I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of our children. Okay.
We cut over to young Garrison and young Antonio. They're next to each other in the crowd. They're clapping along with the crowd. Oh man, dude, this is a big moment, and I'm glad you're here with me.
Yeah, me too. One day, that's gonna be you and me, Antonio.
That's gonna be us.
We're gonna be sailing the stars past Federation lines.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's going to be us one day.
Yeah.
You promise?
I promise. I'll never be a pirate either.
Yeah, I know you won't.
And
I'm
probably never going to shoot anybody.
You're never going to shoot anybody. I mean,
no,
you're such a... And I'm never going to pull rank on anybody.
Yeah, I hope you probably won't. You're a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We come back to present day. We're still in the navigation hub. So, Antonio, what's our survival projection look like?
Our survival protection. Excuse me.
That was the wrong word.
Sorry, I have my dog here with me, and I'm just like, I'm distracted. What'd you say? Go again.
The survival projection. What are you projecting? What was with the projection of our survival rate? I believe Ross just told
Yes,
me.
Ross said it was 18%.
That's mm-hmm. right. It's 18%. This is Ross. It's 18%.
Hi, Ross.
I've been here the whole time.
I know. You just said it. This was Ross. I'll say, this is Jane. All right.
Are you good with those odds, Garrison?
I'm not, but it'll have to do.
Yes.
We can't.
I was just going to say, how much time is projected until we make it to the outer reaches? Where are we in the navigation?
We're about 7 clicks and 2 clocks away.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's not that bad.
No, it really isn't. This is exciting.
So, I would say it'd probably take us about 3 millisols to get there. That's like 3 Earth days.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, we're close. We're really close.
Yes, we're very close.
What do you think we're going to find out there, Captain?
I'm not sure, but I think whatever's out there, there will be something waiting for us, so we have to be prepared.
So let me just clarify, this map, it's bringing us to the outside. Is there a destination, or is it just bringing us out past?
Wow, Jane, you really do ask the boring question.
I know, I do.
If you look on the navigational port here, Jane,
yeah.
There is a destination. There is an X marks the spot here.
Oh.
Seeming.
We don't know exactly what's there because nothing has been charted out there outside of Federation lines.
Woo, but there, I'm so excited.
But there is an X.
Captain, it's me, yes. Ross.
Yes, Ross.
I did send a ping out, and I have found that it's seemingly a dwarf planet.
A dwarf planet?
A planet of dwarves.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. You just they already responded back?
Yes, Captain. They said we're out here, and I think it's a fundamentally simple radio system that they're using, but
very rudimentary.
The planet is very small.
Very rudimentary.
Okay, so what's
yes.
I'm going to ask another boring question.
All right, Jane.
Yes. All right. What's the point of going to a dwarf planet?
That's where the X is. We gotta find out what's there. Maybe treasure.
Dwarves are gonna be there.
Well, then we'll take them on.
Do not. What's wrong with dwarves, huh, Jane?
No, nothing is wrong with dwarves. It's just, you know.
What? What about them?
It's just like,
it's,
I feel like
it's other people.
I feel like you could go to any planet in the Federation lines and you can find dwarves. You know?
But it's not. We're not going for dwarves.
Oh.
We're going for treasure. There are just dwarves there.
They just inhabit the planet.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. All right, let's go. All
right. 7 clicks and 2 clocks later, they're there.
Oh my god, they're there.
Yeah, we're there.
They land down into the dwarf planet as they run.
The dwarves run away from them docking. Holy shit!
They're just covering the planet.
Dwarves are like, get off! Get away! Armageddon! We're being invaded!
This is Jane from the ship, the Krakeron, and I want...
That wasn't the name.
Shut up! And I'm here to say that we have been in communication with the dwarf planet. So one of you has been in communication with us. Will you please step forward have been in communication?
I have. Hello.
Hello. What is your name?
My name is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
I'm Jane. We're representing the pirates in the academy here, and we are
the academy.
Yeah.
Ooh, I remember the Academy. There was a bunch of you here a while ago. I think you're... Hey! Wait, Larry!
What is he saying?
Larry!
What?
Are those people still here?
You're talking about the weird guy with
the
beard?
The small guy with the beard.
You're calling him small?
But, like, he's, like, slightly taller, you know?
Right, he's taller than us, but still considered small because we're dwarves, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, he's still here, I think. I think he's in the woods.
Yeah, I saw him in the woods the other day when I was taking my wood bath.
Oh, really, Ralph?
Yeah.
Your woods bath?
Yeah.
Oh, you and your woods bath, Ralph.
Yeah, I like taking baths in the woods.
I didn't even realize it was woods bath season.
Oh, it's always woods bath season with Ralph.
Hey, man, self-care. Woods bath is very...
I mean, I guess treat yourself, but I don't know. I wouldn't be doing a woods bath this month.
Yeah, so the guy, he's just roaming around naked in the woods, if you want to find him.
Oh, my God.
Antonio, what does this mean?
The Epsilon captain is still alive?
Whoa, wait, what? Do you think he...
It's been nearly 100 souls since he left.
That's a really long time.
You have to
think about the time dilation here. Maybe it's different here. How many Earth days is a day on this planet, dwarves?
Like one. What? Time's normal here.
One plus 800.
That's 800 what?
800 what?
Yes, 800 what?
Oh, 800 watt, yeah.
No, the unit. What unit?
Watts.
What?
It's a new unit I'm introducing.
Not first.
800 watts, okay?
Oh, I understand.
So it's been a long time, okay.
And it's been a long time.
He's going crazy. He's just running around naked in the woods. I saw him in my wood bath. You guys should go talk to him. We'll have to scatter. So the dwarves, they kind of make a path. They're
shoulders to shoulders.
Yes, that's how cool. They're covering the planet. So they just kind of like, shimmy around and like.
It's kind of like that one scene in Wizard of Oz or whatever, where it's like they show the yellow brick road or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So our main characters, they walk down this predetermined path and enter into the woods.
It's like one tries to go through the line of the dwarves, and the dwarves are like, no. Forbidden.
As they walk into the woods, they hear crunching in front of them. They see a figure. A naked figure sitting over a pile of sticks.
Antonio, I think it's the captain of the Epsilon.
I think it is Garrison. What was his name?
I.
You there?
Yes. Off to great voyages and great stars.
Are you the captain of the Epsilon?
The Epsilon? That's my ship. Welcome to the Epsilon.
No, sir, we're not on the Epsilon. We're on this dwarf planet.
Oh.
There's like still dwarfs all around them because they're just still on like the predetermined path.
They're standing in front of them. They're trying to talk to them. Yes, well, the Epsilon, the planet. Well, we're going off to great voyages. The treasure, too, be warned.
The treasure?
What treasure? Captain, what treasure?
Great voyages! Welcome to the Epsilon! Did I tell you about the treasure? Himself.
Oh my God, I swear. Captain, yes. Tell us where the treasure is or I will shoot you.
He'll do it. Just let him. He doesn't know.
The treasure. Treasure. The treasure is hidden. You have to find it through the dwarves.
Through the dwarves?
I guess we do have to go through the dwarves.
But it's like the captain, he has like a moment of clarity. What year is it? Where is my family?
Captain, it's they're back on Earth. It's been so long. Probably like 40 Earth years.
The captain giggles.
100 souls.
The captain giggles and runs into the woods.
Oh, no. Should we go after him or should we find the treasure?
Well, find the treasure. Boring take, but we're here for treasure, not for the crazy man.
You're right, Jane. When you're right, you're right.
Jane, when you're right, you're right. But
all
right,
so we just have to find we just have to go through the dwarves. No, forbidden. No, we have to go through the dwarves. Excuse me. Forbidden. But they're being pushed back.
Forbidden. Garrison, if there's ever a time, you need to shoot them.
Shoot.
Oh, now I don't think I can.
What? What do you mean you can't?
Listen.
I'm listening.
I'm not a great pirate. I've never shot anybody, and honestly, your gold was almost like it was like the second gold that we actually got from anybody.
Oh, well, congratulations.
I actually did so we tried pirating, the three of us, and our first caper did not go well. I spent two souls in Blackwell prison planet.
Damn.
For pirateering. So yeah. I'm not really a good pirate. I've never shot anybody. I feel inadequate. They left me on Malakon 7.
Well, you may not feel like a great pirate, but you're a great captain.
Oh, that was good. That was like...
You're a great man. You don't have to shoot them.
Oh, well.
Well, how are we going to get through them?
Okay, what if talk
to
them?
To their leader. Yeah, talk to them.
We could talk to their leader, yes. Diplomacy always works.
Hey, it's me, Johnny, again. Oh, yeah. How you doing? I'm the leader. How you doing?
Johnny, I, Jane, representing the pirates and the captain and the academy and the federation, hereby request access to explore your planet and look for treasure.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, what?
Should we let these guys through?
Like off the road? Like into the planet?
That's forbidden.
It is forbidden. You're right.
All
right,
calm down. Come on with there, Ralph. Come on.
But they're nice. They seem nice. Should we let them in?
They seem nice. They know the crazy man. He had a moment of clarity, I'll say.
That's true. He did. And you know what? The crazy man, I've seen him have a moment of clarity before, and that only happens when he's really happy. So, that's true.
Yeah,
you know what he did? He built my family a house.
Ooh.
That's a big moment of clarity.
Yeah, it was huge. It lasted 3 souls.
Wow. Yeah, right after that, he like started shitting on my yard.
Yeah, and that lasted for like 20 watts, I'll tell you.
Right?
Yeah.
20 watts.
Yeah. All right, so do we have an answer, dwarves?
I don't know. You're the leader, Johnny.
As the leader, I say we got to let him through. We got to see this through, everybody. I haven't even been to the treasure part. You guys won't let me through because it's forbidden.
Forbidden.
But I'm saying it's not forbidden for them. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, leader.
What's up?
Johnny.
Hello.
Where are we going to go? Because we're pretty, you know, back to back.
So like the ones that are, okay, real quick, Larry.
Yes, all right. I'm listening.
So there's like dwarves all over this planet, right?
Like right, really just covering
every square foot.
So like, are there dwarves where the treasure is? You think
it's forbidden?
No, I you know what? I don't know. I've never been to the treasure area. It's forbidden.
Are there like different sections of our dwarf lineage here?
I would think so. There's probably like a hard border between like our kind of dwarves and other kinds of dwarves from the other planets, unfortunately.
All right, so look. We'll take the crew to the border between us and these other dwarves. I've never been that far out. I'm always like in the town, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's hard to get out there because we're all, you know, shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really packed in here.
All right.
They're as packed in over there as we are here. Otherwise, I'll be pretty pissed because, you know.
Oh, my gosh. You know what we could do?
What?
Is we could start a telephone chain where we send down a message towards the treasure area and see if there's dwarves there.
All right, you ready?
All right.
Have it started, Johnny.
All right. Create a path towards the treasure.
Create a path towards the treasure.
Create a treasure.
create measures.
Create a path to treasure.
Metzikali dip.
Katsumaka dip.
dip my toes.
Dip my souls.
Dark Souls is the hardest game.
Hi, it's me, the dwarf at the treasure. Dark Souls is hard.
That's what they told me to tell you, is that Dark Souls is hard.
Oh, okay, well, pass on. I've never played Dark Souls.
Okay, let me turn around and say, I've never played Dark Souls.
I've never played Dark Souls.
I like crows.
There are dark haired crows.
There are dark ne'er-do-wells.
The dark.
I'm afraid of the dark.
I'm a bite and bark.
Watch out, shark.
Shark Week on Discovery Channel.
All right, it's back to me, Larry. What the fuck? What happened? What happened?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Is it Shark Week on Discovery Channel?
I mean, I love Shark Week. We get it here on the Dwarf Planet.
Right, but that's not the point.
Maybe telephone is not the best way to do this.
No, I think we should try again.
All right, one more time. We got it this time.
All right. We'll triple speed it.
All right. Make way to the treasure.
Make a way to the treasure.
Find my way for pleasure.
Do you want some pleasure?
I am gaining sexual pleasure.
I am gaining sexual treasure.
Make a way to the treasure.
Hey, it's me at the treasure. Make a way to the treasure, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. All right, all the dwarves move out of the way and they create a path to the treasure.
All right, I guess that worked. That time.
All right.
Wow, so, I can't.
See, it worked. It worked, everybody.
Okay, I guess it did work. All right, so then the heroes, they begin walking down the path to the treasure. The dwarves are just staring at them and some of them are muttering, "Forbidden." Like they're not forbidden. Fans of them going,
Forbidden.
As they make it to the treasure, the final dwarf who is guarding the treasure still remains in front, kind of like he's not ready to give it up yet.
Excuse me, my name is Garrison. I am a pirate captain, and the dwarves said we could come to the treasure. Please move aside.
Likely story. Okay. You see, I'm the mayor of these dwarves over here, Nick, the treasure dwarves.
It's the other.
Right,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I forgot that the dwarves had local government.
Yes, of course. We're democracy here. We're locally elected.
Of course.
I ran a hard campaign.
Oh my gosh. Excuse me, not very ladylike. Yes, I'm listening.
All right. So, you want to see the treasure, huh?
Yes, I do.
I've heard it's forbidden, but...
Last time somebody saw the treasure, he went mad.
That's what happened to the captain.
Yeah, the little short guy with the beard. I mean, we're all short and have beards here, but, you know, he's like a little bit taller, so he's kind of distinguishable.
He's naked running around your woods right now.
Yeah, we saw that. We heard he built a house for somebody.
he also shits everywhere, I'll say it.
Well, what can you expect?
What can you expect? Wait, what can you do? Hard help or good help is so hard to find around here.
Exactly. Well, anyway,
Mayor of the Treasure, we are here.
Jane, I am the captain. I'm pulling rank on you.
That's fine. Pull rank on me.
Okay. Well, I'm the pirate captain, and I say, if you don't move over, I will shoot you.
Okay, Jesus, that's all I had to say.
Okay.
Right, I don't want to get shot. I have to mayor my people over here. Okay. Oh, okay, I'll go. Here's the treasure.
As they walk in, there are more dwarves lining the walls. They're just...
There's still a shit ton of dwarves.
And they're muttering, forbidden, and it's like getting louder and louder.
Forbidden. They start rapping it, just like, you can't come in here. It's forbidden. I don't want to be bedridden. Is that a word? I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I know? You can't come in here.
The treasure is locked up. The treasure is secret. The thing that you can't do is come and take it. I want you to get out. I want you out of here. The problem is you're not allowed to be here.
Bars.
Hey.
Yo, that was our boy. That was hot, steamy Mike on the action. Now we're going to throw it to a word to our sponsors.
Dwarves are sponsored by Dwarf Juice. Drink more Dwarf Juice.
It's like juice, but for dwarves.
Yeah. Well, that was very sweet of the dwarves to do a little show for us.
In the center of the room, we see like a futuristic metal-y type box that is like, it's like top lit from like a like a spotlight.
Yeah.
And our heroes, they approach the treasure chest, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Garrison, be careful. You know what happened to the captain of the Epsilon.
He went crazy.
I do remember. Yeah. He went crazy and he shits everywhere. All right, I'm going to open the treasure now.
Are you sure you don't want me to?
Hey there. I'll be with
you. Actually, captain. Yeah, Jane, you open it.
Yeah, Jane,
we're
you
both
do it.
Captains, you do it.
We'll pull rank.
Yeah, we're gonna pull rank.
Oh, I regret saying that. Now I don't want it.
Jane, open it, or I'll shoot you.
Okay, fine. You'll shoot me. All right, Jane walks over to the box, and she's kind of like, you know, bracing herself.
Right.
She opens it up, and she looks inside, and her eyes get blinded. Oh. And she shuts it.
Jane, what did you see?
Jane,
what's
in
there?
I don't know. I'm blind.
What did you see before you went blind?
I just saw, like, gold, I think.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah, but so now Jane is blind. She can't see anything.
All right, well.
Ross holds her arm.
Just take this.
All right,
we can have my two henchmen take it.
Okay. Well, don't tell them that it makes you blind.
Well, they're not gonna open the chest. They're just gonna take it.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Here we go.
Oh yeah, they were here.
We're ready. We're here.
They both pick it up, and the dwarves start to rumble more and more. Forbidden.
We.
One of them.
Dwarves. Dwarf. What you gonna do with that box there? You're not gonna get out of here with that box. We're gonna follow you like a fox. We're gonna kill you. It's forbidden.
It's like the Oompa Loompas. This is so cute.
They do a song every time. Yeah. Dwarves, please hear me now. We will take this treasure away because, as you can see, several of you are blinded by this, by the treasure. As you can see, there's like a bunch of the dwarves in the back are like,
they're like feeling the cave wall, trying to figure out where they are. Yeah. As they leave the cave with the treasure, there's more rumblings of forbidden. Until in the back, the mountains begin to move. And a giant dwarf, otherwise known as a giant, he climbs on top of the mountain and stands on top, and he points at them, and
he screams,
"Forbidden!" And the giant comes bounding down towards them.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Go!
What do we do?
As the giant is running, he's just squishing hundreds and thousands of dwarves. He's really picking up speed now.
Quick, quick. The dwarves create a path for the heroes toward back, right back towards their ship. And in the middle of the path is the captain of the Epsilon. He's just, he looks back and as he's like mid poop.
We gotta take him. We gotta take him. Come on, come on. We're taking
grab
him.
Grab him.
All right. So
okay, fine.
They Fireman carry him back to the ship as the giant comes running down. They make it onto the ship and the ship begins to take off. But the giant grabs the ship in the air.
What are we doing?
Begins like
like lassoing
it. Yeah, like lassoing it.
Garrison, you have to shoot. You have to shoot.
Okay, I'll do it. Garrison like opens the window and he sticks out his laser gun and he shoots the giant right through the head.
The giant falls
in like slow motion as he crushes a bunch of dwarves.
and the ship knocks down the house.
Yep. The ship stabilizes and then continues to take off. And everyone breathes a sigh of relief.
Okay.
I shot somebody.
Yeah,
I did it, man.
You did it.
You earned your title as the best sharpshooter in the Navy.
Right.
In the Academy.
Well,
I knew you had it in you. We have the treasure.
We have the treasure.
We have the treasure. Okay. Jane, we have the treasure. There was a giant chasing us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't see it, but we got it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I heard somebody yelling. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, it was a big-ass giant.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Hello, Jane. It's me, Ross.
Hello, Ross.
I heard that you're blind now.
I am blind now.
What kind of first mate is blind?
One whose senses are heightened now. I can hear more. I can feel more.
Well, I wouldn't have been blinded, is all I'm saying.
Oh, because you're just built different.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a different breed.
So I hate to address the elephant in the room, but as the boring first mate, why don't we see what we got?
Okay, right.
I'll open it again because I'm already blind.
Okay. And take it out. Yeah, feel around and take it out. I can't believe the dwarves never thought of that to like use the other.
Yeah, blind. Just like or like looking the other way and just like,
yeah, or just like close their eyes, you know, and like feel around.
So Jane is fumbling around and she takes out something. She holds it up in the air.
Oh my God! It's
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I feel it's beautiful because my
immediately
senses are right.
our camera pans from the captain to Garrison, who is now holding the captain at laser gun point. The two pirate cronies are also holding Ross and Jane at gunpoint.
Garrison,
I'm afraid I have to take that from you, Antonio.
Garrison, we could go. All six of us could go back to the Academy and we'll be seen as heroes.
They'd never let me back in. I have a record. I have a criminal record. They'll never let me in. I'm going to have to live this life of piracy for as long as I shall live, and you're standing in my way.
I think we should give it to him.
Okay. Garrison. You live your life, but know that if you need anything, we'll be there for you.
As she begins handing out the thing to him, there's a scream. It's the crazy captain from before. He comes running into the room and he tackles the wrong person.
He tackles one of the cronies.
Yeah.
What is this about? What is this about, old man?
You do not take the treasure.
Why? What's wrong with it?
What's wrong?
Yeah,
he's like completely like senile now. No, like
lucid.
Like, lucid. Yeah, that's the word. Opposite of senile. If you take the treasure, you'll lose all sense of yourself. There was the treasure speaking in the woods who was shitting everywhere. Not me. I'm a great man. I went the distance. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of other planets filled with treasure that we haven't even begun to explore yet. You think there's one dwarf planet? There's thousands of dwarf planets.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
Do not take that treasure. If you take the treasure.
This is just like one piece of treasure that's like just really bad.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm
saying is, all the other treasure is nice.
Yeah, don't put all your eggs in that basket. But, or you could take that treasure.
What if I take the treasure and then I go find the other treasure on other dwarf planets?
Well, I'm the only one who knows where they are.
Well, you're coming with me then, old man.
Oh, yeah? The old man grabs the treasure and sticks it on his forehead, and his eyes glow white. And oh, then he's no. just, it's like he's senile again. Where are you?
He's being
are
possessed.
He's like possessed by the treasure.
Someone take that off his head right now.
I'm trying.
Pull it off.
You want the treasure. You have to answer the riddle.
There's a riddle?
Oh yes. My goodness. All right, what's the riddle, I guess?
Rap.
You have to rap
for the treasure. That's the riddle.
What do I rap about?
It's not my responsibility. I'm just the treasure.
Oh, fine. Okay, I'm thinking. Let me think about my rap.
The guy begins giggling. He tries running around looking for woods, but there are no woods.
I am a pirate captain. I come from near and far, and I have people sit on my lap, and they love me. And I am a pirate. This is not good.
Yeah,
treasure.
This is not going well, Garrison.
Can I start over, Treasure?
Treasure accepts your rap as.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
Really low bar for the treasure.
He tosses the treasure to the captain. As the treasure begins falling down, it like breaks apart into hundreds of little pieces.
No. My treasure! We almost killed by a giant for nothing, you old man.
Yeah, you were.
That's it? That's all you have to say is, yeah, we were.
We were. I was just going to stand there. I was watching it.
I know, but you... This is all for nothing. I'm going to shoot somebody. I'm going to shoot somebody right now. Who's
Garrison,
it going to be?
Garrison.
What?
Calm down.
No.
I'll take it easy.
He shoots one of his cronies.
No!
Oh no.
It was both of them. They were right next to each other.
They were practicing their shower moves.
Yeah, they were practicing their shower moves.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shoot you. I meant to shoot one of them. I'm a broken man. He drops his laser gun and drops to his knees and begins to cry. I'm worth nothing. Nothing.
Garrison, it's okay.
No, Antonio, it's not okay.
Offer him a plan again. Bring him back with
us. Garrison, you can come back with us. Mm-hmm. I will talk to the Federation, and they'll welcome you with open arms.
Well, wait, I have to interject. We did go past Federation lines, so I don't know how that's going to...
Ross is in the background. He's like, I told you. We are all criminals now.
Well, Jane, as my first mate.
Yes, I still am, even though I'm blind.
Oh, my God!
What do you think? Is the pirate's life for me?
Yo-ho. It's the pirate's life for me, yeah.
Listen,
I
just got an APB from the Federation. We're all wanted felons. All six of us.
Well, now all five of us, because seven of us.
Yeah, there's seven of us, but one of them went.
There was the three of us, and then there were the three pirates, and then
yeah.
Well, one of them, he's been missing for a long time. There's no ABP on him.
But like, because he went and they wanted him to. What if we spin this and we say, We went to...
We had to cross Federation lines.
We got a distress signal.
We did get a distress signal.
How does that explain my piracy, though?
I mean, you weren't really that much of a pirate, like you said.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, you were in... You served your time.
Yeah, you did.
Like, that's true. Feel you did serve your time. And,
I did. I have paid my debt to society.
Yeah, and like your second pirating gig was us. Yeah. And we won't say anything.
Yeah, wait, what was your first one?
It was... I don't want to talk about it. Okay, fine.
Garrison.
There was a jewel. The king of Omicron 7. He had a jewel. And I went to go steal it. It was on the display at the official Omicron 7 museum. And I tried to take it. And I couldn't get open. I couldn't get into the glass box. And they arrested me.
Oh, so you didn't actually commit a crime.
Well, I was attempting.
He was attempting.
That's why I only served 2 souls instead of 100 souls. But yeah, I didn't even make it 6 clicks out before they caught me.
What about Fox?
Damn.
So really, I'm really not even it's not even a felony. It was a, you know, second degree misdemeanor.
Yeah. And plus, didn't you plead like insanity or whatever?
I did plead insanity. That I did.
Yeah. So
we can make this work.
All Ross, right. get on comms and tell the Federation everything that just went down.
Tell them we're coming home.
Yeah. Tell them, here's looking at you, kid.
Tell them we've saved the captain.
Tell them.
Yes.
What's yours?
Tell them we've hazed the captain. Is that what you said?
Saved.
No, saved the we raised the captain. We raised him.
You, okay.
You glazed?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, there you go. It took you
the captain, welcome aboard. We mayonnaise the captain.
We mayonnaise the craft.
We craft mac and cheese.
Tell them craft mac and cheese.
Ross, hail the admiral. Ross presses a bunch of buttons to his thing, and the admiral comes up on a big screen. Hello, sir. This is Ross of the Kraken Non, whatever the name of the ship is. We have saved the captain from outside Federation lines. There was a distress signal, and we had to go rescue him. So that's why we broke the law. Please don't prosecute us.
Okay.
Yay!
I've been informed to tell you that we're Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, that makes complete sense. Thank you. Several clicks and clocks later, they make it back to the Federation, Federation lines, and back to the Academy.
It's like the ending of Star Wars, where they're just like they're putting medals on them, and like everybody's clapping. The captain is there. He hugs his wife and.
Yeah, May Su Song.
May Su Song is there, and
Ross doesn't get a medal. he seems really upset about it. It's not fair, I guess. It's just not fair.
They're dancing in the audience.
They're all dancing.
Oh, Antonio.
Antonio, you should give him your medal. I'll give you mine.
Okay. Antonio gives Ross his medal.
Oh. That was cute.
Ross screams really loud and he runs away in glee. Woohoo! Well,
stole your medal.
Well, Antonio.
Yes, Garrison.
Jane, I feel like we're gonna have a lot better adventures now from now on.
I think so too.
Go where no man has gone before.
And you know, the captain said there's lots of other planets, which means
that's true. I wish you could see them, Jane. You are blind.
You are indeed blind.
Yeah, he sounds. I know. Well, my senses are heightened, so I can feel.
Right, that's right. You're very yes. You'll experience.
Yeah, her sense of smell makes it so she can see like echolocation. She can do echolocation
with her nose.
Yeah, but also real echolocation.
Oh yes, okay. Well, she's everybody.
It's how many clocks is that?
How many clocks?
Boom.
Well, everybody.
Thank you.
We have.
We someday will.
Our mission.
We have. Someday. And someday we'll go out into the stars once again. They all look out into the stars. The camera pans up to the stars, and then credits.
Yay!
As the credits are going down, it's like playful. Like the dwarves are like hopping down.
Yeah, it's like a rap song was made for. Yeah. it's playing during the credits.
It's the theme of the movie.
Yeah. What's the name of this movie?
I think we have to call that one Dwarf Planet.
Journey to the Dwarf Planet.
Journey to the Dwarf Planet.
I like that.
Journey to the Dwarf Planet.
Oh my god. Literally that telephone bit had me crying.
I was like, I need to bring this back.
Yeah. That was funny. When you did it that second time during the end scene, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I got it right away. I was like,
you guys were just saying shit, and then I was just like, oh, it's rhyming. Oh, you fucks.
Yeah, that was a funny one. It's worth playing it. Yeah. So what are you going to say at the beginning, Jesse? That you're going to say it at the end?
Something about Treasure Planet?
You're like, I'll say it at the end.
Oh, I was going to talk about toys. So we were talking about McDonald's toys, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And like you still have your toys from like your childhood?
Kind of. Like here, right here. This is another McDonald's toy. This was like the dogs. Do you remember?
I had one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the golden retriever. His name is Buddy.
Yeah. If you're not watching,
I think I just named him myself.
Do you remember the fever dream of the dog, Jake? Were you old enough for that? For the dog?
Do you remember what the concept of, like the product the dog is?
No, I don't think.
Oh my
it's
God.
Just like these dogs with huge heads and big ass noses and a little body.
I do not remember this.
I don't know. I don't know why they existed, but I had like a big one. Like,
yeah.
Like not.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Yeah, mine was a Dalmatian.
I don't remember what mine was. Mine might have been like a bulldog or something. Mm. But
it's
McDonald's.
It's such a gross fever dream of like, let's make this dog with a big head.
Yeah, like I remember my sister had like the dog's calendar and whatnot. Oh.
I have. That's
yeah, now that's an interesting topic. Maybe I'll make a video about it.
Oh, with the dog.
We should make a talk about silly bands. That I remember.
Oh, yeah, silly bands.
Silly bands.
I never got into silly bands. That was like sixth grade for us, mm-hmm. if I remember.
Grade. Yeah.
That was like sixth grade.
I was going to say, I was in elementary school at that time. So like right. It was just like, there's a little bit of an age difference between us here at Screenplay Podcast.
Yeah, so
you didn't pick that up already.
I mean, I was still technically in elementary school. For me, it was still sixth grade, was still technically elementary school.
Okay. Yeah,
we were K through four, and then five
was middle school for you?
Oh, no, K through three, four through eight was the middle school.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's so
we're all different here. I'm going to go get that box full of toys, what else I can find.
So the reason I came up with asking though is like, my mom like got rid of all my childhood toys.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I was like, I think I played with toys for like too long anyway, like a little bit too long. But I was always like a mess with them. I was leaving them everywhere on the floor and stuff. Cause that's how you play, how boys play with toys. They battle and,
one wins.
They fight and that's it. But so my mom, she rounded them all up one day, and then I'm pretty sure she just donated them. And
that's so sad.
I know. Well,
I know for a fact my mom threw out one of my toys because I had this Buzz Lightyear toy I loved, but it would shoot out like a little projectile thing.
Yeah.
I kept shooting her in the face with it. And so one day I went home, and Buzz Lightyear was gone. I was like, where did he go?
I don't know if you guys can like read this, but it says Alex important stuff.
All right, what's in there? See if there's anything good.
All right, let's see what I got. Oh, I got more dogs toys.
Awesome. Oh my god.
Yeah, this one's the Bulldog. This one's from McDonald's. I got like Beanie Babies from McDonald's in here. This one has like the McDonald's.
Oh, I had one of those too.
Like the McDonald's Happy Meal logo on it.
I didn't keep any of my McDonald's toys. I'd end up throwing them
out. I did. Well, they went to my toy collection and then they all got thrown away altogether.
Holy shit. I actually have. I don't know what these are called, but like I watched a video about them recently. iFunkies, I think is what they're called.
I remember those.
I remember those as well.
I have like a little toy sword in here.
Nice. I just like, so I'm thinking about like all my toys and like, I swear to God, if I still had them,
Mike Wazowski,
I got a Mike Wazowski toy.
I think if I still had toys, I don't know if I wouldn't be able to stop myself from playing with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I love toys.
Like fun.
Somebody who can edit, clip that out and just like post it somewhere. I love toys.
Jesse loves toys.
I love toys.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't really play with toys that much because once I figured out video games, I was gone from toys.
That's the my problem though is I never had video games until I was in like 10th grade.
So that's probably why you had.
That's probably why I hang on to toys so long. Yeah.
I got like this Neopets stuff. Oh, my dog is seeing these toys that I'm just going.
You're gonna pee pee on them. Yeah.
I got a Monsters vs. Aliens toy.
Love that movie. It's a good movie.
I got a Brother Bear toy.
Yo, love Brother Bear.
Oh, that's the one that he turns into the bear.
Yeah.
Or he turns into the brother.
Oh, here. I got the Morph toy.
That's Morph from Treasure Planet. Holy shit.
Wow.
I think it's like one of those like you know those like things that you can put in like the bath with you or something.
Yeah,
it'll squirt water. I think it's one of those toys. Yeah, I'm glad that I still have this. My dog is like looking intently at me. He's just like, "You gonna throw that?"
What are you gonna do with all those toys eventually, though?
I don't know.
Give them to your kids.
Keep them forever.
Just like I can put them in videos like this. What else do I have? Oh, I got the moose from Brother Bear.
I got quite the Brother Bear collection going.
I got a Pez dispenser here.
Turned into the brother. That was really funny.
The bear turns into a brother.
There's a lot of Pokemon toys, a lot of Neopets toys in here. This Shaggy? What is it? Who is this? Yeah, this is Shaggy. Hey, look, Shaggy.
Shaggy too.
Nice. Well, see, that's
pretty much everything here.
That's the thing with all my toys, though, is I would, you know, no matter who they were, they would all fight. They would just fight. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was the opposite. So, like, I'd be like, kiss, fight.
Yeah. You're making them kiss?
I had, like, Rescue Rangers, and my sister had Barbies, and, like, I would always, like, I would have the Barbies come over. It's, like, the Rescue Rangers HQ. Yeah, and they're going on little dates.
Aw, that's cute.
That's interesting to me because... No, so I never had like the toys go on dates. I was always too busy with them like
fighting.
Going on missions and fighting. So it was never like let's have these because like you know Barbie as great it would be to have her fight and stuff.
Yeah,
she was mostly too tall.
Yeah,
and it was just
setting
funny.
An unrealistic setting for women. I'll say it.
It was just funny for me because like when I would play with toys, it was never like that. Like I didn't really think about that much into it. It was just like my little ADHD brain was just I just played with the toy itself, not actually thinking about anything. Like the Transformer, I just transform it back and forth and back and forth. And that's all I do for hours. Cause it was so much fun because you could like push him down his head and like whoop, and then you'd like push a button, you go boop. And so I just it was never anything complicated with me.
Yeah. That's fun. It's fun to look through through those old toys.
It's so interesting to hear how kids played like independently, like your friends. Because like you definitely have friends where you're just like, you probably didn't play alone ever, did you? And then they're like, you know, because that is derogatory and being derogatory.
Yeah, just like you don't have a great imagination, do you? You didn't play with your toys, did
fuck
you?
Fuck your friends. If you're listening to this, fuck your little friend.
If you're listening to this podcast, go through some of if you have some of your old toys and just like go through them and
send them to us.
Email us some of your favorite old toys that you have.
Yeah.
Speaking of email.
Speaking of email.
You can email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. You can suggest movies or TV shows for us to watch and or say hi. We know that too. We'll shout you out on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good old time.
Address it. Hey, Jake. How's it going?
Yes. If you have a complaint, address it to Alec. Alec.
Uh-huh. That's me.
You can reach us on social media at ScreenplayPcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow, give us a follow there. You can get updates for our new episodes and interact with us on that level. That's us together. Individually, you can follow us on Twitter at Jesse Sarowitz and at Instagram at also at Jesse Sarowitz.
I am at Alec Combs on Twitter and at Electrode on Instagram. And also, check out my YouTube. Yeah. I've been making some commentary videos on there. I just put one out when we're recording this. I put one out yesterday on Sunday. Not sure when this episode will come out. Probably like Wednesday or Thursday. So go check it out. It's about a band from that used to be on Disney Channel way back in like the early 2000s called Simon and Milo. I uncovered a lot of stuff about them, about what, like, I react to some of their music videos, and I also talk about like whatever happened to them after they worked with Disney.
Interesting. Well, so check that out. If you want to follow Jakey Boy, my Instagram is at JakeRubin27. My Twitter is at JakeRubin69. And if you want to follow me on TikTok for more Jewish things, I'm at Jubin. That's JEWBINN. And I don't post a lot, but when I do, it's good shit. People seem to like it. So follow me.
There you go. All these links to our social medias will be in the description of the podcast.
All right. This has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Thanks for being patient with us. We'll come back here hopefully around 2 weeks from now.
We should be
on schedule.
Yes.
Back on schedule again.
2020 just got us in its clutches.
We just needed a little bit. We just needed a little break. Yeah.
We were celebrating Halloween, and also election happened.
The election of Joseph R. Biden Jr.
Congratulations,
Mazel tov, Mr. Biden.
All right. Tune in next time. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your family about us. If you like the show, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're on YouTube, if you want to find us on YouTube, the best way to do it is to search us by channel. I found and like us, subscribe, comment. If you're listening to this, you made it through it on the YouTube, comment pineapple. So I know you saw it.
Please do. All right,
we'll see you in 2 weeks, everybody. Yeah. All of our screenwriters.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's so cute. All right. Okay.
All right.
Light speed.
A Studio Ghibli film.
ACAB.